This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2110.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And yes, by the way, it is back up, down, crashed. No. It was hacked badly. And now we're back up and running full steam ahead. You know, I hate it when this happens, right? Well, you know, like they say, if you're taking flak, you're over the target. Well, and of course, that's absolutely true. It's kind of interesting. We're putting up a whole bunch of different shows or articles and writing a whole bunch of stuff. And all of a sudden, boom, goes down. Providers can't figure it out. Just one of the many things you have to deal with when you're dealing with the truth in the media. Anyway, so thank you all of you who were calling, emailing, texting, and so on about what's going on with the radio show and what's going on with our website, a21r.com. And I think we have fixed the problem. Well, we think we've fixed the problem. So there's a lot of patches and a lot of preventative things and a lot of money, of course, going in to preserve the website. So anyway, visit that website, a21art.com, and we'll be updating that. The staff here will be updating that over the course of today, and of course we'll be continuing on with our quest for the truth. We'll be talking in the third hour about what's going on in paradise again in directed energy weapons. That seems to be one of the things that people are wondering about. Were they actually used? What type of weapons are they? And we'll be giving you sort of a breakdown of that. We'll also be talking about what is the quest for those that are still missing, because we're still getting reports that people are being found. And we'll see if we can bring some clarity to that. We're also going to be talking about, of course, New California Convention coming up for New California on the 26th of January. And you can go to the newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and get the information there about the convention. A lot of things going to be happening. You're going to be signing the Declaration of Independence. By the way, we've got Gavin Newsom. Newsom is going to be inaugurated today in California. Oh, my goodness. And Jerry the Brown will be out after his 16 years of terror, reign of terror, as a California governor. Of course, it was all a setup, especially the last two tours that he did. I call them tours of reigns of terror. 8 years that he did here, absolutely destroying, of course, bringing, California is so close to actually into socialism. Just might as well do that, right? And just as a little side note to that, the Pope, the Vatican, congratulates Cuba for 60 years of communism. And, you know, of course, the Pope and Jerry Brown are just really good buds. Anybody want to talk about Agenda 21 or the 2030 agenda? Climate change, all that stuff. Yeah, the encyclical. And Jerry Brown's right there on the lap of Pope Francis, Papa, as they call him. Just a little side note on that. I mean, you talk about globalism. You know, the King Kong of globalism in America is Jerry Brown, of course. And look what he's done to California, the reign of terror. Is it going to be over? No, it's just beginning, actually. It's another chapter of the reign of terror. Throughout the United States, they're going to try and, you know, put the stake in the heart of the United States government. Well, of course, we talk about Border Patrol, right? Let's get out the Border Patrol going on. They're busy down there, aren't they? The border is being invaded again, and, of course, the debate going on in Congress. Should we build a wall? Should we not build a wall? We want to have, well, we got slats now because we can do steel, as the president says. We can do steel rather than concrete. A nice, beautiful steel. Beautiful. Yeah, I had to throw that in there. That's just part and parcel of what's going on right now in our little world. The government shutdown continues. And, a lot of speculation that this shutdown is going to continue for a long time. And also just a little bit of a, by the by, President Trump firing Kelly and Mattis. I think it's pretty much coming out that that's what happened. Of course, Mad Dog Mattis thought he was going to get until February 28th before he stepped down. And, of course, Trump said, no, not for you. You're out now, January 1st. So Mad Dog Mattis is gone. He's gone. And it's good riddance. As far as the president's concerned, I just thought I'd throw that one out. There's a lot to be discovered about all that stuff with Kelly and Mattis and all that. The president knew full well. I think, I think the motto with the president is keep your enemies closer. And apparently, for 2 years, he was able to watch up close and personal what was going on with his biggest enemies. I'm just speculating. This is sheer speculation on my part. Well, of course, when I speculate, there's usually a kernel of truth. kernel, like a, not a military kernel. Well, maybe there is a military kernel involved. I don't know. But I'm just saying that perhaps Mattis in Kelly's withdrawal, retreat, from the White House is something that should be done. Okay, we also have the yellow vesters are going to be at the inauguration, I guess, of Gavin Newsom. And if you did not see it on Friday and Saturday, we were down, the New Californians were down in Newman, California, at the Ranelle Singh funeral. It was really quite personal, and it was amazing to be in amongst all those people that were paying such homage to Ranelle Singh, Corporal Ranelle Singh, and it was a very appropriate set of circumstance. Brought in the honor guard from all around the country. Officers showed up to be the honor guard for Ranelle Singh. It was quite appropriate. I mean, you had people coming in as far as New York, Seattle, and so on. I saw badges there from Seattle, and it was nice to meet many of the members of law enforcement, especially those from San Francisco. Do have to do a shout out to the San Francisco police, of which I got a picture with them. And by the way, I was glad to be able to talk about my CCW with them. In case anytime I have to go to the big city, I'm comfortable. Anyway, it was quite an honor to be there, and I think that you know, the American dream is very, very strong and getting stronger if you do it legal. What a classic example of pure, unadulterated Americanism with Rinell Singh, and he did it right. He's done it right, and unfortunately, you know, he's gonna stand out, I think, in history as one of the shining moments of Americanism, because it was like I said, I think everybody was cool with what was going on, and then at the very end when they were going to bring out his body, they had a picture moment with the PD, the 11 members of the Newman Police Department. They did have 12, of course, him being slain. I think everybody was fine until they brought out his dog. And everybody that just teared up. It was really quite a moment, I think, in the whole procession. Of course, then they brought out the body, and as soon as they brought out the body, we got the news that the president says, we could possibly declare a national state of emergency at the border. I don't think the timing was lost on the president when all this information came out. I don't know, maybe just good guesswork on everybody's part, but I do know one thing, that as soon as that information flashed up on everybody's telephones, everybody was taking big-time notice about what was going on in the streets there. Main Street, Newman, California. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com. You know, amazing set of circumstances with what's going on in the border. And everybody's just kind of whining and crying. And, you know, I guess they had a breakout session. Call it a breakout session. Call it a rude session. That went on at the White House. They invited congressional leaders, and we had some disruptors in the meeting. Krista Nielsen was giving her little report. You know, it's kind of nice to bring in Congress and say, okay, look, this is what we see if you're the president. We see this. This is why we are doing what we're doing. Right? Does that make sense? I mean, you got to work in partnership with these folks. So you say, look, Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, come on in. Come on down. We'll give you the national security briefing. So you're invited to the White House. And all of a sudden you become disruptive. About 20 minutes into the presentation by Kirsten Nielsen, all of a sudden, Nancy Pelosi, why is this? Why is this? Why is it? You know, and a disruptor, almost like, you know, I equate it, because I was a classroom teacher, I equate it to the student in the back room. Why? You know, when your kids, why? It drives you nuts, right? But, you know, there's an appropriate time and place for everything, right? And, of course, she wasn't being appropriate. Go figure, Nancy Pelosi not being appropriate. And so they didn't get the message, of course. And that's the scam. They didn't want the message. They did not want the message. What they wanted was to be disruptive and to not bring the facts out. See, if you don't have the facts in front of you or you don't hear the facts, then it's very easy to deny the facts, right? That's what happened. I'm not making it up. This is just what happened. So you have this whole situation where they're denying the facts. And that's really the crux of what is the problem with these folks. They're denying the facts. And, you know, facts are stubborn things. This is one of the reasons I'm so disgusted with them. But this is what happens. Listen, they don't have any real rational reason, really, that's appropriate to deny the President of the United States the wall. Here you have hostile forces. These are hostile people. These people don't want to come over here why? The evidence is self-evident. You have an organized effort to swarm the border of our country. And we're just supposed to take it? No. But if you don't know that, then it's easy for you to say, well, we're wrong by building a wall. There's no need. You deny the facts. You say, there's no need. I don't know those facts. Don't tell me those facts. And, you know, when you've had that happen to you, when you're the leader and you've had that happen to you, it's like, wow, okay. Someone has made a certain mind shift now, haven't they? See what I'm saying? They've made a certain mind shift. I mean, they're denying the truth. They're denying everything except what they think to be true or what they want to be true or what narrative they want. And that's exactly what they're putting out there right now. And everybody's supposed to believe it, right? Talk about lockstep. This is where we are at with these folks. When you have your leadership in your Senate and your House in denial. But you see, the denial is a strategy. If I don't know the facts, then I'm not going to say the facts. I don't feel I have to say the facts. So therefore, it's all good and hood. That's the way they look at it. And it's not good and hood. Because it's you and I, it's our butts, or it's our country that's being overrun. Don't deny that. But in the general malaise of things, they know how mass media works. Well, except for the way Donald Trump works it, right? They know how mass media works, that when stories get out there, maybe 2 or 3% of the people will get the real story or understand the real story or have the facts at hand. The rest we're going to rely upon, you know, NBC, ABC, the mass other media that never tells the truth. And I have never seen, really, it's almost diabolical what's going on with the mass media today. Well, I wouldn't even say it's almost. It is diabolical. They're scamming, they're scheming, and so on, is just over the top. This is something I've never seen before in all my years. I'm serious. We saw it really starting to build around 2008 and 9, and then all of a sudden, by 2014 and 2015. See, I remember all these years just like they're little, you know, pages in a history book. But then you started to see just over-the-top reporting. And now, since Donald Trump got to be president, since 2016, it is so blatantly biased. It's not even funny. And people say, well, Fox News is blatantly biased. You know, I got my issues with Fox News. I think but I sit in the seat where I can have issues with them. That, you know, I'm not the billionaires that they are. But when I see reporting that is not appropriate, I point it out. I can disagree with it. You know, there's one. We're talking about this. I talk about this a lot with my fellow radio guys. But there's one consensus that we're getting to, and about one of the major media outlets that's out there. And I do have to say, and with complete bias, they've run a number of stories on us and me and everything. And I really appreciate it. But the news that comes out of the Epoch Times, it's a Chinese operation, and it's a newspaper right there, and it is old school newspaper. I mean, I put my eyes on it, and it's like, wow, I haven't seen this, because it's really unbiased news, which is, I'm like, what? I mean, for what they take all the biased political leanings, what they just give you the facts, and it's so refreshing. I mean, it's so refreshing on the eyeballs, because you know I really do miss sitting down and reading the Wall Street Journal and flipping through the pages and you know and all that stuff, and even the LA Times, they used to have some pretty good stories that were really pretty unbiased, but now it's just straight propaganda from these folks. But if you pick up a copy of the Epoch Times, you'll see it's, like I said, it's really kind of a mind screw. Because where do you get that anymore? Where do you get unbiased reporting that's clean? And you can make a decision. It's up to you. And so my hat's off to them. I know they've written a number of stories about us, and we really do appreciate it. But when you go to the other stories, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. So we use them as a source now for a lot of different things. But you know the story and the truth about what is going on at the border is being suppressed. Shocking. And part of that suppression is denial by decision makers. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer. Don't you hate it when this happens? I do. I want the truth about the border. And why? Because lives, maybe yours and mine and our children and grandchildren, depend on that truth. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Then we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit that website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, and the convention, January 26th, the third constitutional convention is convening in Roseville, California. And you can go to the website and check it out, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And if you'd like to be a spectator in the gallery, it's history, absolute history. You're going to be signing the Declaration of Independence. That was written on that was read on January 15th, 2018. So you got it. We got a one-year anniversary coming up of the reading of the Declaration of Independence for New California State. So go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so you've got this whole gig going on with Donald J. Trump. It's called his presidency. And, you know, by the way, I want to do the Will Johnson thing and remind everybody that today Donald Trump is your president. And tomorrow when you wake up, Donald J. Trump will still be your president. That's what, yeah, I just want to let you know.
Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing.
I just want to let you know about that. Donald J. Trump will be around next day. And the day after that, next week, impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. They got nothing. That's part of their problem. They've got absolutely nothing for on impeachment. That's, you know, people don't quite understand that. And they should try and figure it out. Donald J. Trump is not going to be impeached. Hello? As much as they'd like to see that Donald J. Trump be impeached, he's not going to be impeached. Let me say that again. He is not going to be impeached. I'll try, but it just is not going to happen. Now, don't you hate it when that happens? I do. Actually, I don't hate it at all. I think it's a great thing. These people just don't seem to understand or get it about how all this stuff works. Because it does work that way. You don't impeach somebody if they've not committed a crime. And it's pretty obvious he has not committed a crime. That is blatantly obvious. So anyway, just saying. I'm just saying that's the way it goes. Okay, so what do we have here now? We've got the exclusive Build the Wall. We'll see. Here we go.
We are entering day 17 of the government shutdown, and Democrats are no closer to giving money for border security. But President Trump may be signaling that he's willing to come to the table, offering a change, at least from the border wall to a steel barrier. Joining me now to discuss is the director of California Women's Leadership Association, Ashley Hayek. Thank you very much for joining us. Always great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you're there in San Diego. Let's begin with this. You were actually down visiting a portion of the border just before Christmas. What was your experience, right, and what can you share with people?
What I know for fact is that the Border Patrol agents that are working very, very hard, tirelessly, to make sure we're safe. They're doing a lot of humanitarian efforts. They're working with people who have scabies and are not well, and they are definitely focused on keeping our border safe. And I was actually reminded of Operation Gatekeeper, which happened in the 1990s during the Clinton administration, and it was when they actually increased the budget, increased the number of the Border Patrol agents, and they built the wall that's down across, like, the California border. And what that did actually was, first of all, decrease the number of illegal crossings tremendously, mm-hmm. but also it created a lot of development. That's how there's a big shopping mall at the border. There's housing. There's a new school. So it really actually did a lot for the community in San Ysidro. So the borders, it works. And then there's also an economic impact that is very beneficial to the region as well.
Earlier in the show, actually at the very top of the show, we had someone speaking on that, Teslin Fagaro, talking about how putting up a border wall does benefit people financially in terms of manufacturing jobs, that type of thing. There was something that happened over the weekend on Fox News Sunday. Sarah Sanders was on there, and she was talking about, in terms of the illegals who do cross the border, or the people who do cross the border illegally, the numbers of those that include terrorists. And she used a number that we've heard quite frequently, that being 4,000. And Chris Wallace pushed back on that a little bit and said that a lot of those actually happened at the airports. But yet we do have people crossing the borders who should not be here.
Correct. I believe the numbers based on Department of Homeland Security are 17,000 in fiscal year 2018 with a criminal record, as well as an additional 6,000 folks who just overall, like, there's a significant number of, like, criminals mm-hmm. that even within the current caravan.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, it took one person to kill an innocent American last week, the police officer. There were 12 high-profile cases this past year of Americans who were killed. And quite frankly, it is not worth one American life in order to have people who are with criminal records, gang members, ties to MS-13, crossing our borders illegally.
Yeah, and President Trump now is referring to the steel barrier, and I know that he talked about how he's going to use different materials in different parts of the countries that are along the border wall based on what they tell him they need there on the ground.
Right, and we heard from the Border Patrol agent at the press conference saying how much it is needed. You have to give people the tools in order to be able for them to do their job. Border wall 100% effective? No. There's not one solution that's going to be 100% effective. But the bottom line is President Trump is willing to negotiate and talk about what would be best, what physical barrier would be best along the border wall, mm-hmm. whereas Democrats are basically saying, you know what, we can't afford to give in to this president. And that's where it's a huge, huge disservice to Americans and to our national security.
Yeah, today is the 17th day of the government shutdown, so somebody needs to do some talking and come together at some point. Ashley, thank you so much for joining.
Well, that's kind of an interesting little perspective now, isn't it, about what's really going on at the border. And what is really truly going on at the border is what she said. Now I want to go back to this whole thing about San Ysidro and Otay Mesa. If you go down the border, and I've been down there numerous times, not one of my favorite places, actually. It's interesting. I mean, it's fascinating. You get into the foreign country thing, and it becomes very, very fascinating. But, the situation is that it's tenuous and can be. Now, I can remember going across the border before there was a wall, and right now there's a wall that extends from, 23 miles, something like that, from San Ysidro, which is the busiest border port in America. Border Passage, and one in the world, I think. A lot of people passing back and forth. I mean, you know, to say that we don't have an open border in that regard is stupid. I mean, really, they say, oh, well, we're not allowing people. No, that's not true. That's not true. If you're legal, you come across. I mean, and for the most part, that's what happens. There's legal crossings back and forth. From Mexico to America, America to Mexico, every single day. Hundreds of thousands of them. Yet, we get the caravanners coming up who want to do it illegal. I mean, it sticks out like a sore thumb anyway. They're illegal. And they're gaming the system that doesn't have to be gamed. What does that tell you? Well, it tells you perhaps, oh, I don't know, maybe it's like an invasion or something. Shocking. Illegal foreign nationals invading or being enticed, by the way, such as by California laws and rules, right? We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at a21r.com, a21r.com, newcaliforniastate.com. You can call in. We're live on the phone lines. Area code 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. You can call in and talk about the border wall if you want. We'll take that one. And also, what else do we have going on here? God, there's just so much going on. it's shocking. It is absolutely shocking what's going on in the world today. Our world. I just, you know, you get up in the morning and you're sitting there thinking, wow, what else are they going to do to us? And then you realize they're doing it to you. So you have to do something to make yourself feel a lot better, obviously. And let me get what's going on here right now. Okay, anyway, we're not going to use the phone system right now. We got other things going on with the phone system. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that, but we'll get back to that a little bit later. We're in competition now with our own providers for our phone system. Anyway, because we got too many lines. Listen, Red State Talk Radio, which is who we are, provider, we're growing. And our footprint is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So we just had a little growth problem. Now we got to resolve it because, by gosh, I've got to use phone lines as well, you know. Anyway, but that keep that number because we will be coming back in the third hour, 215-867-8255. That's area code 215-867-8255 because I did promise people last night on the once every first and third Sunday, we have a conference call for New California, and it's kind of setting up the streams as to what's going on for New California and all that stuff. And So anyway, like I said, we're growing. We'll talk about that in the third hour. I want to get back to what's going on with the president, though, because I think it's really important that we understand where they're trying to take this president right now. A lot of animosity towards the president from the left. And what's happening with the left and the animosity is that they got nothing. And they're getting more and more desperate. That's really kind of what I'm seeing here. That's what I'm seeing. And they're getting more mouthy. And this is going to be something that's very, very typical of the left, especially one Ocasio-Cortez. Here we go.
On Capitol Hill, the self-proclaimed Democratic socialist revealing new details about her green energy initiative, including plans to impose taxes as high as 70%.
But once you get to like the tippy tops on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. That doesn't mean all $10 million are taxed at an extremely high rate, but it means that as you climb up this ladder, you should be contributing more.
So is it fair to rely on the rich to fund these types of initiatives? Joining me now to debate is Democratic strategist Raul Alvilar and Republican strategist Holly Turner. Thank you both for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hi,
Heather. Thank you for having me.
Raul, I will start with you. What do you think about her latest comments?
I think that her comments are one that I think she thinks that there are people that are in a tax bracket that need to pay their fair share. I think that's what she is referring to, and I don't think it's she's referring to taxing businesses or small businesses. And I think what it is something that we need to look at, and as a country and as this Congress goes forward.
Holly?
So when you are taxing people that are making, at that rate, making $10 million or more, those are small business owners. So, yes, that is what she's talking about. They're LLC owners. And I can't even believe that we're still having this conversation. The American education system has obviously failed us, that we're still having to talk about this. This type of socialism has never succeeded. It never will succeed. The only thing, Heather, that I can see as a positive about this is that if you have a tax rate like that, the Democrats are going to have to support the wall because you're going to have to keep all the entrepreneurs here. Otherwise, they're going to leave this country.
And, Raul, that brings up the question, do young people today really understand what socialism is versus capitalism? Let's take a look at this Gallup poll. Back in 2010, 68% approved of capitalism. These are young people's views compared to 51% who approved of socialism. And then you look at 2018, 51% approved of socialism compared to 45% who approved of capitalism. Raul?
Yeah, I think obviously two different things. I think what's happening here is, again, people in this country feel like people need to have a fair shake, and that when you have 68 million Americans working two and three jobs and they're not able to make a good wage to support their families, that's an issue. So I think that's what we're seeing here. Now, I don't think that this issue is a socialist issue. I think it's an issue about a fair.
Okay, two and three jobs. We hear this all the time. And I don't know. And listen, I get in contact with a lot of people. I don't know that to be true at all. I know there's people who work two and three jobs. I've worked two and three jobs at a time. I've done that before. That's because I had the opportunity to do it. And I could make money. I could make more money. And even if you are working two and three jobs to make more money, what's wrong with that? Like, it's a crime to work hard to have two or three jobs. Or to have, how many people have two or three or four or five or six corporations? Those are jobs too. You know, when you run corporations, they're jobs. Hello. And you're creating jobs. Hello. So it's a crime to have two or three jobs. Shame on you to have two or three jobs, you entrepreneur out there. Is that what they're saying? I think so. What is wrong with having two or three jobs? Not one thing. It shows you what an opportunity we have in this country. Wow. A capitalistic form of country. Hello. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755-COIN.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to try and get this little clip here of Miss Cortez again mouthing off. Here we go.
No.
Why?
No. Because I think he's a symptom of a problem.
What do you mean?
The president certainly didn't invent racism, but he's certainly given a voice to it and expanded it and created a platform for those things.
Do you believe President Trump is a racist?
Yeah, yeah. No question.
How can you say that?
When you look at the words that he uses, which are historic dog whistles.
Historic dog whistles. This is the stuff that these racist bigots like Octavio Cortez use all the time to define a racist.
Of white supremacy.
White supremacy. Have you ever heard that from Donald Trump? No.
When you look at how he reacted to the Charlottesville.
What are the words? I think when he looked at what happened in Charlottesville, it was on balance. But the balance is not balanced to her, of course. She's imbalanced.
Incident where neo-Nazis murdered a woman.
Neo-Nazis murdered a woman. Really? She's obviously not in tune as to where those, quote, neo-Nazis came from. That's another story now, isn't it? We don't want that truth out there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got to run for time. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. A lot of things going on there, especially the big convention on the 26th. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.